Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are going to get to the questions that have been asked of us and written in. So buckle up. Buckle up your seatbelts. We will get to them, I promise you. But, Joe, you, I think you had a little bit more speculation and also teaching from the scriptures definitively on what's going to happen here in Jerusalem in these very final days to come, right?
Right. Jerusalem is going to be one city on the earth that is going to be completely turned to powder. It's probably going to be the only place on the earth besides I'm going to say Alaska. One of two places only on the earth that are going to be totally turned to powder. Other than that, now, can I document the Alaska thing? No. But this is just through my studies and my work with the Father. I believe that.
It's a mystery.
I think that the reason I say this, I got to give a little more information. I think that this place in Alaska is the place that's going to be the launching pad for the people to come against the elect.
Here in America?
Yeah, in America. So this is something I can't document, but I have, a good feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. It's been talked about. I read it.
Okay.
As a crossroads.
And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. So, the Heavenly Father will be the only one who is reserved to destroy that city of Jerusalem. He did it once before in the First World Age, when Satan and his children took that mountain. This is not in the flesh age. This was the First World Age. And it's going to happen exactly the same way again.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that Kodak moment. So, folks, if you know these things, then you know that you don't have to fear. However, change is imminent. And when I say change, I don't mean repentance. I mean change of bodies. You're going to still be in the second age, but the change of the flesh is imminent. Okay. I just want to say something. You go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. This is a chapter that's very symbolic of the flesh body and how the eyes and the, the eyes and the teeth and the arms and the legs start to weaken, and things go. And he puts it in very nice language. But in verse 1 it says, "Remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not." So in your youth, the evil days don't come. But I'm talking about, I'm trying to bring this up to today's. The youth of the age and the youth of today, the end days, the evil days come not. Nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, as the age, end of this age comes, not only are the members of my body aging, but also the age itself is no pleasure in this time. It's mm-hmm. not really a pleasure to live in these times.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I'm going to go down.
All right, we have a break. Let's take it and come right back to the scriptures.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now with Joe, and we're talking about City of the End Times right now. And Joe, you wanted to point out some scripture. Do you have them at your fingertips?
Well, I wanted to go to Ecclesiastes first, Rick, and talk about this this change that's going to take place in our body shortly. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 talks about the keepers of the house, which grow old. This would be the arms.
Uh-huh.
The grinders would be the teeth. And the doors would be the mouth or the ears. And it shows how evidence started to fail. And then in verse 6 it says, "Or ever the silver cord be loosed, and the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern." The silver cord is the umbilical cord between your flesh body and your inner man. There's an umbilical connection between the two of them. That is broken, and that soul inside the body, the instant of death, returns immediately to the Father that sent it, as it says in the next verse. "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Mm-hmm. See? The flesh mm-hmm. is dust, and the earth changes to dust. The spirit shall right. return instantly to the Father right. that gave it.
Mm-hmm.
So, do want to know where we go, folks. We want that comfort. Now, I'm going to read something from the Apocrypha. It means the hidden. Now, this was originally in the original 1611 King James Bible. But if it applies to the scriptures, I take it. If it doesn't, I put it on the shelf. I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Now, he's Ezra, the second book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 70, 78, I'm going to start at. Now, this is Esdras, talking to the angel. It's showing him things. For about death, the teaching is, when the final sentence goes forth from the Most High, that a man is to die, when the soul departs from the body to return again to him who gave it. First of all, it prays to the glory of the Most High. If it was one of those who scorned or did not observe the way of the Most High, and of those who have despised his law, and of those who hate those who fear God, such spirits shall not enter dwellings, but wander about thenceforth in torment, always grieving and sad, in seven ways. The first way is that they have scorned the law of the Most High. The second way is that they can no longer make a good repentance, so that they may live into eternity. The third way is that they will see the reward destined for those who have believed the agreements of the Most High. The fourth way is that they will consider the torment destined for them in the last days. The fifth way is that they will see that the dwelling places of others are guarded by angels in profound silence. The sixth way is that they will see that some of them will pass over to be tormented henceforth. The seventh way, which is worse than all the ways that have been mentioned, is that they will waste away in shame and be consumed in disgrace and wither in fear at seeing the glory of the Most High before whom they sinned while they lived and before whom they are destined to be judged in these last times. Now, folks, the millennial age of teaching is part of the second world age. Even though you go through a change of bodies, it's still the second world age. The great judgment hasn't taken place yet at the end of this flesh age. It's at the end of the millennial age, 1,000 years of teaching. Of course, a day could be as 1,000 years with the Lord. So, there is a period of time in which the real truth will be taught. Everyone will have a fair chance to make an acknowledgement of the Father. So don't fear. But the point I'm trying to bring out now is that when the final sentence goes forth from the Most High, the soul departs from the body to return again to him that gave it. It's going into a different dimension. Nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Just dwell on the Heavenly Father's face. Visualize those gospels in your mind. And, change will take place. And the Father will always protect you. He'll always send loved ones to warn you or to bring you over. Somebody that's comforting to you. You don't have to fear. Unless it's an instantaneous death without your knowledge. There's nothing to fear anyway. So this is very important to have gone through. This is a process that's a must going into these next periods of time. So getting back where we were, I did just a little side thing, Rick.
Yeah.
Where were we, Rick?
Well, we had previously discussed, as you know, the two witnesses and the city of Jerusalem, which would be, you know, Egypt and Sodom, known as Egypt and Sodom, and it would be, you know, that city that would be the headquarters of the end time Babylonian captivity. Then, then we went from there and talking about all of the other scriptures that you wanted to bring out. But now we have questions that people do want you to see if you can address and see what you think of them whenever you're ready to do so. So if you are, I'll hand them over to you on the air right now.
All right, one quick thing.
Sure.
When Satan takes his throne in Jerusalem, the Father allowing him, of course, just the way he did in the First World Age, you'll see this all happen again. Write these chapters down. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, and there's one other, but I just can't believe it's let's let that go for now. Just Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. Okay, we'll go with the questions, Rick, and I'll have that other place I want them to go after.
All right. First of all, I have a question concerning what you believe in the scriptures is the time of the end. You know, that lady that I bumped into asked me the same question. And the question is, does Joe believe in a so-called rapture or a second coming of Yeshua? And if there is a literal seven-year tribulation, and will the true saints of Yahweh go through it?
Okay, the seven-year tribulation has been shortened to 3.5 years, which has been shortened to 5 months. That's Revelation chapter 9, amongst other places. So you've got a 5-month tribulation. This 5-month tribulation would be known as Satan's tribulation, posing himself as the true Jesus returned. The true Messiah returned. Yes, Jesus will return, the true Jesus, but the day that he returns to destroy Satan and his elect in Jerusalem, the day that happens, all flesh will be changed within a 3.5-day period into a spiritual body. That will be that change that I was talking about. All flesh, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. All flesh will be changed instantly in a twinkling of an eye. That will be when Jesus, the true Jesus, returned. All flesh on this earth will be changed instantly.
Now,
so
is that...
If you're still in a flesh body, when you think Jesus has returned, he's a fake.
All right, now... what about the animal flesh, all flesh?
I believe all flesh, Rick, yes. There's different types of flesh. There's Kenite flesh, there's Adamic flesh, there's animal flesh. Yes, all flesh.
Because, you know, we are referred to in Daniel as the time that will come when the lion and the lamb shall sit side by side.
That's it. They won't be in flesh bodies. Right. So,
right.
I mean, even your loved pets, animals that were very special in your life, there's a good chance that they'll be there in a different dimension, of course, but their presence will be felt.
Okay. And what about question of the saints having to go through this period of tribulation, or will they be raptured? All right, we have the break, so take the moment to digest that and come right back to it, okay? All right, we'll do it. And 3 minutes, folks. Any other questions, you can write them in to me, rick458@cox.net, or phone them in to Manny, and we'll take them off the air from you. Come right back with Joe.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. Have a question. If you have a question that you'd like to relate to our producer, you may also call in at the regular number, 800-313-9443, and relate it to Manny, and Manny will give it to me for Joe. All right, Joe, I want to get back to that scripture.
Okay. As far as the rapture, in other words, being taken out before the great tribulation.
That's a major bone of contention for people, boy.
Well, see, if you know Satan's tribulation is going to be filled with peace and prosperity, deceiving the world, they're not even going to realize that that's Satan's tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as...
they're going to be calling it the Great Revival, right?
Yes, that's going to be known as the Great Revival.
Mm-hmm.
So what is there to fear about that kind of tribulation? All it is deception. That's a tribulation that the world has never seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tribulation of deception on a worldwide basis.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to be delivered away from that? I mean, it's nothing that's going to be... blood and guts. Satan's going to be posing as Jesus. He's not going to go around killing people. What kind of Jesus would that be?
Mm-hmm.
So, there is no flyaway. Ezekiel chapter 13 makes that plain. Woe to those that teach my people how to fly to save their souls. There ain't no flying away from this, folks. And who wants to fly away? I want to stay here and fight. I want to stay here and use the scriptures and the fire of the Lord. And, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to serve in his army in these last days. And men and women are going to be serving in this army.
Right.
The women are going to be the most, the best fighters of them all. You watch. You watch some of the women we got. You watch these women. All right.
Okay.
And,
Now I have another question for you if you're done.
Go ahead, Ray.
What are your thoughts on a quote in the book of Revelation, and men will wish for death and will be unable to die? You know, it does say, scriptures, I believe the term is, and death shall flee them. You know, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
What is your view on that, Joe? What do you see in that scripture?
Well, you know, as the there's a few different places where that can be used, but what's coming to mind is the deception will have been so devastating to them, so devastating that. To know you've been had, you'd want to die. You just want to end it. You say, oh, boy, what a mistake I made. But, I mean, that's going to be the time when we come and we have to pick these people up, Rick. These mm-hmm. people have to be picked up because they're going to feel so bad about themselves for what they've done.
But they will not be able to die. Is that the point?
Yes, that's it. And we're going to have to just, because the soul is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go into the millennium knowing this fact that you chased after Satan not knowing it. So, I mean, and his children. I mean, that's going to be devastating. You want to die. I mean, you want to end all knowledge of what you did. But see, in the first day of the millennium, Isaiah 14 says, is this the man that deceived the nations of the world?
Mm.
It was Satan himself, Lucifer, the morning
right.
star, whatever you want to call him. Grand angel,
yeah.
whatever you want to call him.
Mm-hmm.
The master of disguises.
Man of sin.
It's not the end of this age, folks. When we change into the millennial age, into the other bodies, you're still going to have the knowledge of what you did. But that's the time of teaching. It's the time to be picked up by other Christian brothers and sisters and,
mm-hmm.
and even other people and bring them up to snuff.
All right, there's a little unclarity there, but as far as the concept of the soul and the body, they're two different entities, right? We're talking about fear him, for instance, that can kill the body and the soul, but not just the body. So the people that are bringing into question here the desire to die would be a death of body and soul. Is that what it means?
They want to forget. They want to forget what they did.
So that would have to mean they would be dead. Yeah, I see.
You can't forget in your spirit. Your spirit,
right.
Spirit is the real you. Your body is just a vehicle of transportation. That's all it is.
Right.
It's like a locomotive train.
Exactly.
It's just a mechanical entity.
Right.
Your soul is your real being. The real you.
Yeah. It's the spirit. The spirit that quickened it. All right.
That's
we'll
it.
Come back with more of that question and others when we return with Joe Church on Rick Adams Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and Joe, another part of that question comes to us from a listener who also wants to know about the soul catcher. Do you know anything about a patent on what is known as the soul catcher, and whether or not that is something that's realistic in these times, that the technology would be, say, in existence to be able to, as they say, the corporations like the RAND Corporation might be able to develop technology to be able to capture the mind or the heart, the soul, and brainwash it into, I guess, a captivity from which there is no escape. But do you know anything about that?
Well, the only one that can destroy a soul is the Heavenly Father. But, however, there's different aspects of the soul. There's the intellect of the soul, and there will be attempts, because Satan does want your soul. That's ultimately what he wants. Or what he attempts to do.
Yeah.
But as far as attempts by corporations to do this, brainwashing techniques and everything else. The antidote for any brainwashing techniques is the gospel armor, the gospel, the four gospels. That's the antidote. The antidote for watching TV is the comic strips. There's an antidote for everything.
Uh-huh.
So the gospel is the antidote for brainwashing.
All right. I think maybe if I put it this way to you, paraphrasing, what about, and because you're familiar with it, you've heard a lot about microchipping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Microchips. When you go into the hospital today, or when somebody goes into a dentist or a doctor's office, sometimes they are experimented upon, and they are, even though they think it's with their permission, they may be giving initial permission to the doctor to do one thing, but in the process, the physician may do something more. They may do other things. And the reality now of people talking about and witnessing in other countries and here what they have seen in terms of being able to implant microchips under the skin that affect the body and may indeed affect the mind. What do you think about that? Does that play right into the revelation of Scripture?
Oh, yes. That's why it's so important to have on the gospel armor that the Father talks about. There again, it's all programming. It's programming. But you see, there's a DNA in your physical body.
Yeah.
But there's also a spiritual DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the spiral stairway to heaven that Jacob dreamed about. It's a spiritual DNA. The dark priesthood has the spiritual DNA. A special spiritual DNA that it goes right through to the end.
So there's a way of blocking. In other words, what you're saying is that all of these attempts to control the body and the mind can be blocked through the power of God.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to have the gospel armor on and in place. The real truth for yourself. Don't go to no man for this understanding, because many of them are already locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to man. Get yourself the King James. I told you in the beginning of the program, get yourself the King James plus your favorite Bible. Use your King James to work a strong concordance. And you're off and running, and you're in seventh heaven. Just let that be your guide. Just you and the Father.
Okay.
Just you and the Father, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to protect you from any harm, remember, the Our Father ends in
evil
and deliver
one.
Us from the evil one.
One.
Deliver us from the evil one.
And that's all been changed too, hasn't it?
Right. So this is why, especially today, gospel armor is so important. Because they're using all kind of high-tech advancements and everything. But remember, the high-tech that man has today, Rick, the high-tech that they have, that they think is so wonderful and great, the Father has an agency, Rick. I call it his FBI. Rick, they have a technology that makes man's highest technology look like chicken droppings. it's so unbelievable. So don't fear that. Don't fear it. I mean, if the Father, I've had plenty of experiences in my life. I could tell you stories that make your head spin.
Hmm.
And they've made all kind of attempts, and they're not going to succeed with it. They're not going to succeed. Right up to this day, they make attempts.
Yeah.
There's all kind of mechanisms out there, but they're not going to succeed. If the Father's going to use you in the end times, rest assured that you will be fully protected And if you tell them you're going to witness, keep me to witness in the end times. And you plow in his word and get to know him real good, face-to-face meeting. You know, apocalypses that Paul had in Galatians chapter 1, verse 12. If you have that face-to-face meeting, believe me, there's no technology that's going to touch you. I don't care what it is. Because he has technology and an angelic a host that will make these people look like so silly it's not fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So there's really nothing. There's nothing. That's why you can't fear death. You can't fear anything. If you fear the Father and Him only, study His Word and have a relationship with Him, you don't have to fear nothing. Because He's going to use you. Because the end times is right at the end. The season is right on us right now.
Right.
I'm telling you, you're going to see things in the Middle East that are going to be so unbelievable. It's going to make your head spin. But you have to know he's in full control and that at any instant, whatever they try to bring against you, don't worry about it. Because you just put on that gospel armor and just witness. Let it flow from you and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But stay away from men. Stay away from me. Stay away from you. Stay away from it. Just feast in the word. Right. Feast in the word and fast from the world.
Right. Nobody can do it for us. We have to do it ourselves.
And the Father's going to ask us at the end of the millennium, who told you that? And you say, Father, I dug it out for myself. It's the best I could come up with.
Nope.
You've got to do it for yourself.
Fight.
Somewhere along the line, you've got to do it for yourself.
Right. Now, somebody else has brought up a good question here. I thought, and you might want to reflect on this, Joe, as well, and that is the seal of the Theosophical Society, and it has to do with the UN's Lucius Trust. I don't know if you've heard of the Lucius Trust. They suggest it's a Lucifer Trust, and the UN, being a godless, anti-Christian body, a socialist entity comes to mind here as the world body of the end times. And the person says, should this raise a red flag with today's Christians who seem to have been brainwashed in the 19th and 20th century social gospel movement, the Scofield Bible, and the kingdom messages of the past, and which persist still to this day? I don't know if that adds up to you, but you know, studying the UN and the society of the Theosophical Society with their seal and their insignia and what they represent, go back to the Russian mystic Blavatsky and deal with maybe some of what was being said by Blavatsky in psychic investigations and psychic thought. But anyway, do you see that as the UN and the UN adjuncts as possibly the conduit for this one world antichrist system in the end times, Joe?
Yes, but it's much bigger than that, Rick. It's on a global basis. It's everything that you can physically touch that's contaminated today with humanism.
Right.
Humanistic approaches to salvation. Eliminating the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's all about. This is going to be their last final attempt to destroy all remnants of religious activity in the world. They're trying to destroy the religious leaders of Islam. Now, after that's accomplished, they're coming, guess who? For who? The holdouts in America and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming for them. They don't know it yet, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's, It's much bigger than just one small group here or there, Rick. It's even bigger than that. It's on a global mindset. It's mixed in with your corporations. It's mixed in with your philosophies for teaching management training. It's all satanic.
Yeah.
It's satanic to the nth degree. They wouldn't dare to put a principle for management training of Christ doctrine in management training for business today.
No.
They wouldn't dare. They'd be out of business too sweet.
Right. Have you noticed that the humanism, as you referred to it, all the attacks upon religion in the name of separation of church and state have really been attacks ultimately aimed at Christ and Christianity
in
America? And now it's at the point where all opposition against this philosophy is being isolated and relegated to the status of hate speech, you see?
Right.
Hate speech and a hate crime to, in fact, speak out and denounce hatred against Christianity. Isn't that amazing how Satan has turned this whole thing around in America today?
But really, Rick, it hasn't changed in 2,000 years. They accused Jesus of being of a sect, a cult.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't changed much. What has changed? They accused him.
There's nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun. Hey, put on the gospel. He left us the gospel armor to fight with. I mean, if we don't pick it up and use these weapons, hey, our fault. He says, I left you the weapons. You've got all the things, the tools to fight with. What are you doing?
Right.
I mean, you got half of the Christians are getting in bed with the Kenites, and the other half want to kill them. I mean, it's either one extreme or the other. It's like unbelievable. I mean, where do you begin?
Well, I see the people who attack what we do and who come out against what we do are really more in the so-called Christian camp than those in the avowed anti-Christian camp. What is it that they have to fear more from the message of the gospel than those who have nothing but disdain for it, you know?
They fear the Kenites more than they do the Heavenly Father, Rick. Sad to say.
Wow.
I mean, if they feared the Heavenly Father, they wouldn't worry about any denomination, any religion, any anything. But evidently they fear something in the Kenites. That becomes their God, their reverence.
Yeah.
Fear and reverence go hand in hand through osmosis.
So these souls today that are actually in that camp, these are the ones that actually helped deliver Jesus to the cross then.
Same exact ones.
The religious community.
Back to two generations.
Wow.
Yeah. There were Israelites at one time. Hebrews before that. Their lineage all the way through.
Right.
I was telling a fellow the other day, there's an Italian family down the street. Name is Orabona. That's a Hebrew word. Orabon. That's a Hebrew word. It means pledge. It's a Hebrew word. You know, people don't realize that they're of Hebrew ancestries, even though they're Christians for generation upon generation. I mean, but 65% of the English language is Hebrew. It's like unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, you know, how much has been taken from us and our heritage, and we as a nation don't know very much about our beginnings and don't know our ancestry. And you know, the Bible that you've referred to, you know, you brought up the Apocrypha. and that was brought up before on this program a couple of weeks ago, and how that's been taken out. And chapters, verses out of the scripture were tampered with. I believe it was, did you say Acts, the book of Acts, fifth chapter, was it? Was taken out?
Yeah, the last chapter of Acts, yeah.
And that was, what was the significance of that, Joe? Was that to show what? Migrations of the tribes?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. So all that's been taken out,
huh? That I can get it for them, so, you know.
Wow. You see? You see how the warning is in Revelation. He who takes away from this word or adds to it shall have his part taken from him in judgment. Now we can understand what that means. All right, we will come back in the final moments of the program to sum things up tonight, folks. A special program with Rick Adams and Joe Church.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back now in the final segment of tonight's program, Joe. I don't know if you had any additional thoughts that you would like to bring out, but we did have another comment here just come in. If you wish, I'll just read this. Back in the mid-70s, not long after my husband died, I had an experiment or an experience where I found that my husband was lying behind me. I felt very comfortable until I recalled my husband was deceased. It was like I was paralyzed to move anything except my eyes. I realized that it had to be either Satan or one of his. I knew there was something I should say, but I could not remember for several minutes. I even saw my husband's thumb. Finally, I remembered and said, "Through the blood of Jesus Christ, depart from me, Satan." And as I said it to my mind, I was able to turn my body to the right, and this thing dissolved just like that away and never returned. My point is, we can assist when tempted by Satan by saying this. And that was a verse that she quoted, and she said right there to Satan. How's that?
Yes, she did the right thing. And also, I'd like to add one thing on what she said when she cast him out, to use the name of Jesus. I cast thee out back to where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Yeshua, Messiah.
Right. Very important, huh?
Cast him out in his name.
Yeah, yeah. We've all had those attacks, haven't we, huh?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I mean, to know that your husband is with the Heavenly Father, instantly he went to his bosom, and he's with him waiting for the rest of the age to finish out. So know that he's comforted by the Heavenly Father, he's with his real Father, and that he loves you very much. So good times are coming. Hang on, good times are coming.
The bad and the good.
Yes, for judgment for some is going to be very, very good.
Yeah.
And judgment for others is not going to be so good.
We don't want to be judged or counted with the hypocrites, that's for sure. And the play actors, as it says in the scriptures, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The writer who also wrote in on another question about the UN said that, as exemplified by the Golden Rule, this declaration of the UN, it's the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, makes no mention of Christian morality, quite the contrary. You see, it's a subterfuge, is basically for breeding human slaves, he says, that will not question their social engineering, brainwashing, Marxist acculturation or authority, he says. So that's what we know to be the case, you know. Just think the last centuries of Marxism, communism, and where they came from. They came from the same source, from the house of the seed line of Cain, and they're all designed to take people away from the Heavenly Father. That's the goal. The goal is to capture their souls.
That's the first step. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a great program tonight, Joe. And I want to thank you for being here and changing the pace and bringing us right back to reality, to the bedrock of truth. And thank you again, and the Heavenly Father, for this program.
Yes, thank you so much, Rick.
All right. We shall be chatting. Thank you. Folks,
bye-bye.
You as well. Amen. Tomorrow night, Lindsay Williams will be back with us, the Energy Non-Crisis. And you tune in and spread the word. Until then, Rick Adams saying good night and Yahweh bless.